Philip Schofield, this has to be one of your favourite gigs.
It is, because it throws up the most challenges. Last year, of course, was the very big in-your-face 24-hour challenge, and then we had to think about what we're going to do after for this year. What will we do? And lots of people said, "Oh, I hope you're going to do it again." You can't really do something like that 2 years on the trot. It's got to be something different. So we've pared it right down this year. It's something completely different. I don't think it's ever been done before. But on the 1st of December, I am going to be on, in some shape or form, in a subtle way, every show on ITV. So I'll appear on every single show, which threw up some interesting challenges. Lots of people said you must have been very scared when you climbed to the top of the Shard last year. I was probably more nervous walking into the studio of Jeremy Kyle. But I play quite an important role in the Jeremy Kyle show, but very briefly. Judge Rinder, obviously. Things like Thousand Heartbeats. I've been on a tractor. I've appeared, or will appear, in Emmerdale. So that every single show on that day, I'm a celebrity. That was an interesting one. So, and then, of course, those are all the ones that are and had an element of being pre-recorded. Obviously not so much I'm a celebrity, but that will come clear on the night. And then I've got the live ones to do on the day.
Including the news?
News are surprisingly great fun and incredibly cooperative. And so I think that we're going to play there as well.
This is such a great idea. Which of these shows this year got you most excited about being part of?
Kyle. Yeah, because there's no way in the world I would ever imagine that I was going to end up as part in any way of the Jeremy Kyle show. Because these are very subtle, it's like Where's Wally? Find Wally. Look for Wally. You know, I'll be the Wally. I'm Wally. So because of the Where's Wally aspect, I'm in a different Christmas jumper in every show. And they are quite subtle. We've done a whole load of stuff behind the scenes which will go online. And Jeremy, Kyle and I ended up in a really very aggressive face-off, which was not for his show, but is actually online. And his big security guards had to step in. So we've done loads. We've had loads of fun on for the online stuff.
Any lie detector tests?
Can't possibly say.
Okay, right.
Can't possibly say. So that's the first, and then we've got on the actual day we've got the live shows that I can play with as well. Which of course you know we have to wait till the first to do those things like Good Morning Britain or Lorraine or This Morning or the news and. Maybe the weather, who knows? As I presented the weather last time, this is if I am in the weather, it'll be a much more subtle version of the weather. So we've got all of that to do, which I want. Last year, it was virtually impossible for me to play online on Twitter or Facebook or whatever during the course of the 24 hours, because I suddenly realised I didn't have time to pick up my phone. This year is much more is different. We've got a hashtag PipKnit. And I want everyone to wear their jumpers. I want to see where they are. I want to see what they're doing. And that is, for us, our line for this year is do your bit in your Christmas knit. And we want to take over Christmas. Tech Santa wants to take over the Christmas jumper theme. And then Christmas Jumper Day is for the main show on the 18th.
And everybody loves a Christmas jumper, don't they?
I think so, yes. I think so. And I love an outrageous one. And we've got a few outrageous ones. I think the one that I wore on, which one was it? Might have been Emmerdale. Could have been an advent calendar. I've lost track a little bit now. I know that I was I was on a tractor, driving a tractor in a field, and we wrapped for the day and said, right, that's it. Okay, we've got the shot. That's terrific. And I got off, and as I was taking the jumper off, I thought, oh, they've left the security tag in this, pressed it, and it played Jingle Bells, and I was gutted that the crew had gone home, and I realised that my jumper...
Come back.
Oh, look, it plays Jingle Bells. So we all love a Christmas jumper, and hopefully everyone will do their bit in their Christmas knit.
I know that Good Morning Britain are involved designing a sweater, I think, for Ben or...
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the great thing about it for us as ITV as a as a building as a family, and last year was amazing because every single person in this building got right behind it. You know, it was a technical miracle last year. So this is something different. What we needed to call upon this year was the filming schedules and the cooperation of all of those individual shows, that I could go to Leeds for Emmerdale or Manchester for the stuff they're doing up there at Media City, Rinder and Kyle, that that they would guarantee that the show I was appearing in was actually going to be one that was on the 1st of December, because the last thing you want is a, you know, okay, which is the day? Oh, no, he wasn't on, Kyle, because that went out last Wednesday. So, you know, that's a nightmare of scheduling to try and get it all right. But they've been so brilliant this year. And so for us, it's a big do.
As we talk now, it's just me and you. You're not going in the jungle?
I definitely will never, and I'm looking you right in the eye now, I will never say never to I'm a Celebrity. It's the only show I would do. And I met the team, obviously, because I recorded a little bit for them for the 1st of December. And we were joking about, you know, da, da, da. And I said, no, it's the only one I do. And the producer said, you only ever have to ask, and you're in. Just say the word, and you're in.
Did you try anything for this special film piece on December 1st? Did you consume anything?
No, it's too subtle for that. Okay. It's very subtle, very quick. You'll be surprised how quick it is. It's very quick. In fact, I would go so far as to say my appearance on I'm a Celebrity this year is probably about 3 or 4 seconds. So it's a lot of them are very, very quick. We've got an app. You can play along. If you spot me in every single one, then there might be a little bit of a prize for someone right at the very end of it. But they're subtle, they're quick.
Twitter's going to love this, Philip. So what's the message for everyone listening? Why should they get involved with Tech Sounds?
You know the importance of the charities. We all know if we're lucky this Christmas, how important it would be to support people who are not in any whatever way they are. But I would just say have fun, put your Christmas jumper on, and do your bit in your Christmas knit.